The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's Libsyn.com.
You're listening to Yippee-ki-yay, Western Old Time Radio.
Folks, have you ever dreamed of finding gold at the end of the rainbow? Are looking for hidden treasures marked on a tattered old map? Have you fancied yourself an adventurer hunting the lost treasures of the world hidden in desert sands or locked in treacherous mountain ledges? Well, sir, if you have, then you know exactly how exciting it is. Treasures, let me just say, this is Ken Maynard bringing you... You know, folks, I'm sure enjoying these little visits we have together. The tack room here at the Diamond K Ranch has never before had such a wonderful lot of visitors. You see, there Tarzan's saying the same thing. He's inviting you to join us for another 15 minutes of story time.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of circus life, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. And you know, I can hardly wait to hear Ken's adventurous story today. I guess nobody ever outgrows enjoying the fabulous tales of the West, of cowboys and Indians, of circus adventures and hidden treasures. That's why I'm going to let you in on my secret. I bought a Diamond K record album of Ken Maynard stories. Yes, I did. Of course, I'll have to admit they were supposed to be for my kids, but when the records arrived and the children put the first one on the phonograph, I was right there listening, and I just couldn't leave till I heard both the stories. And you should have seen my son's face when Ken Maynard said,
"Hello, Davy. This is Ken Maynard with a story for you."
He said that right on the record, and you can bet all the kids in our neighborhood have been in to listen. And buckaroos, you'll get the same thrill when you have a Ken Maynard record album for your very own, personalized with your name spoken right on the record. It's a beautiful album with colored pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front, and inside are 2 8-inch unbreakable records with 2 complete Wild West stories. So don't wait another minute. Send your name and address today to Ken Maynard, say record album, and enclose a $1 bill. That's all, just a $1 bill and your name and address, and send it to this station.
Now then, folks, if you'll just kind of relax in that big easy chair, I'll get on with my story. You know, I asked you a minute ago, did you ever dream of finding gold or look for treasure that was marked on a map? You know, it's not as easy as it sounds. You see, I know because I spent a lot of time doing just that. My travels in the show business and my cowboying took me all over the West, and I ran into a lot of old-timers who told tall tales of buried treasure. And pretty soon I got interested. Well, since then I've worn out plenty of horses and mule trains, a couple of automobiles and 2 airplanes hunting for lost treasure. And I'm still going strong. But now I reckon that's enough about me. I'm just kind of leading up to my story. You see, in a sleepy little town near Peoria, Nevada, many years ago, there was a man named Joe Bogey. He was a tough rancher, sort of mean and unfriendly. Folks used to say he was a bit loco. He lived on his ranch with his wife, Chia, a full-blooded Indian squaw, and the only man who ever come to see them was Thorny Davis. And there were some folks who thought Thorny was a little loco, too. He had the gold fever so bad. But for some reason, Thorny called friend by the squaw man, Joe Bogey, and his wife. Well, I met Thorny one time, and we sort of got to be friends, so I got the story firsthand. We were sitting in the back room of his shack just outside of Peoria one evening when he started talking about Joe Bogey. Seems that when Joe came to Nevada, he brought a nice chunk of gold with him. At least that was the rumor. What he did with it, no one ever quite figured out. But anyway, one morning, Joe came out to the ranch house looking for Chia, found her by the old water pump. As he walked up to her, he said, "Chia, I've decided to sell the ranch." Got a good offer, and I'm sick of this place. Too many people snoop around all the time and ask some questions. Chia's expression didn't change as she said, "Where we go?" Joe turned toward the corral where a team of sorrels was hitched to a wagon and answered her. "I found a place in the mountains near Tonopah. I'm leaving for town now to close the deal." Well, Joe sold the ranch all right to Steve Decker, who ran the bank. He collected $40,000 in gold and started back to the ranch. Next morning, bright and early, Joe was ready to leave for the new place near Tonopah. He had the gold they'd been saving and the $40,000 he'd collected. He said to Chia, "I'll come back for you. First, I've got to find a place to hide this gold." He thought for a minute, then continued, "I reckon I'll bury it in the coal cellar in the kitchen up at the new place. That way I'll know where it is and I can keep an eye on it." He looked towards the east. The sun was just coming up over the mountains. There was a sly expression in his black, beady eyes as he turned to Chia. "Maybe I'll split up the gold and put it in two different places." "Yeah, that's what I'll do. Bring me the two iron bean pots, Chia. They'll be just the thing. I'll bury the gold in them." Well, old Bogey buried the gold like he'd planned, and then sat down on the stump. And on a dirty piece of brown paper, he drew a rough map, using Indian signs so no one but he and Chia would be able to understand it. Well, sir, it was late afternoon when Joe started back to the ranch to get Chia. He had a strange feeling that someone was following him, and when he reached the heavy growth of cedar trees a few miles from the ranch, he heard hoofbeats following. He spurred his horse, but the follower caught up to him. Joe called out, hand on his gun, but his only answer was a sharp blast of a gun in the dark night and a burning pain in his chest. Well, Joe Bogey died 3 days later without ever regaining consciousness, and he left no clue or map to the hiding place of his fortune. Chia gathered together all of her relatives and Thorny Davis, and they looked and searched and dug for days. Finally, Chia went back to live with her people, and they gave up searching. That is all except Thorny Davis. He kept right on looking for the gold. He figured there was about $80,000 cast away, and that's not chicken feed, believe me. As I sat there in Thorny Davis' cabin listening to the story of Joe Bogey, darkness had kind of crept over the valley. He got up from his chair and lighted the coal oil lamp that stood between us and the table. It's strange how cold a room can get when the shadows close in about you. Then Thorny lit a fire in the old wood stove and pushed the coffee pot to the center as he went on telling me the story of Joe Bogey's gold. Seems that one summer, Thorny spent some time in Elko, quite a town. A lot of cattlemen, miners, prospectors, and gamblers hung around there. And Thorny was hoping to hear of something that might mean a chance for an easy fortune. So it wasn't unusual that Thorny should get acquainted with a fellow named Ace Jackson, mighty smooth card player. Ace was dealing in the Blue Casino, one of Elko's best clubs, and that was where Thorny met him. They played a few games of blackjack. Of course, Thorny lost. Ace took care of that, but he kind of took a fancy to Thorny, so invited him over to the bar. Thorny got up, he noticed a man sitting a few chairs away who looked like an Indian he'd seen years back in Tonopah. But he shrugged and thought no more about it as he and Ace got to talking about gambling and mining and gold trains that had been lost, and then they got around the buried treasure. Old Thorny Davis got excited. You see, that was the one thing on his mind. Ace had a good laugh when Davis asked him why he didn't take a crack at looking for some of that lost treasure that everybody was talking about. Well, sir, then Ace turned up an ace from the deck of cards he was holding. "Look, old-timer, this is all the treasure I need. This little ace will buy me anything I want, and I don't have to take any chances. This ace is a sure gamble. No chasing a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow for me." Then Ace got kind of confidential. As he reached in his pocket, he said, "Davis, I got an old map here I'm going to give you. Won it in a poker game a few years ago. Might be worth a chunk of dough to someone who knows the country around here. They say it's the map of old Joe Bogey's buried treasure from years ago." Well, sir, old Thorny's eyes nearly popped out of his head as he took the map. For years he'd been dreaming, searching for the gold that lay hidden someplace in Joe Bogey's cabin near Tonopah. That night, when Ace and Thorny Davis were walking through the back lots towards Ace's hotel, the gambler stopped. He just thought of something. "You know, Thorny," he said, "there's one thing I know about that treasure that no one else ever found out except the man I won it from. It's buried in two parts, and there's no map of the other half, but I think I know where it is. It's buried in..." But Ace never finished the sentence. Thorny heard a shot ring out, and Ace fell to the ground as the shadow of a man disappeared in the night. "Now, kid, sit back in your chair there and relax a minute. Don't want you to get too excited all at once. I'll finish my story in just a second. And don't miss a finish, it's a humdinger. But before I get back to story, I just want to tell you K-shirt owners how mighty proud I am to know I have so many friends. Why, gosh darn, they tell me the postman can hardly carry all your letters that come in each day asking for a K-shirt like mine. I told you the story, didn't I? How a fellow designed this K-shirt for me to wear while I'm practicing tricks with Tarzan to get ready to travel again with the circus? And how all the kids in my neighborhood want one like it? Well, the fellow says it still goes if you want a real Western K-shirt like mine. Made special to fit you, of course. You can get one for just a little old dollar bill. The K-shirt's real pretty. Sandy color with my Diamond K brand right smack on front in bright red, and Tarzan and I are looking right at you. So if you want to join the rest of the kids that have joined the Diamond K, just send me your name and address. Tell me what size you wear, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12, and enclose $1 bill and send it to this station. Just say you want a K-shirt. Now let's get back to the squaw man's fortune. Ace Jackson was dead. Thorny bent over him to help, but Ace was gone, and the killer had disappeared. But Thorny got away while the getting was good. Then he realized he still had the map. After all these years, he now had the map to the gold that Joe Bogie had buried somewhere near Tonopah. Well, Thorny left early the next morning and searched for the treasure. He figured that no one had a better right to it than him, since Bogie had been his friend and Chia had gone back to her people. It was late afternoon when, following the map, he finally found the old house that Joe Bogie bought but never called home. He wasted no time, found the coal cellar, and started to dig. He worked away, and the excitement of being so close at last made his heart pound. Then he heard the low, mournful call of a coyote, or at least that was what it sounded like. Come again and again, and each time it seemed to be closer. It was growing dark as he worked away, so he lighted the lantern he'd brought with him. The coyote cry had stopped now. He reached for the pick that lay at his side when he heard the whistle of a long, deadly arrow as it buried deep in the plank beside him. He turned quickly and a voice broke the stillness of the night. It's best you go back where you come. Thorny's throat was dry. He could find no words. The voice continued. Many skulls now lie in dust who seek gold, not theirs. You go now. I speak no more. Is curse on this place for white men? You go now, or evil spirit bring you harm. I have warned. Well, Thorny Davis stopped telling me his story, walked over to the cupboard standing in the corner of the room, and took out a tattered old map that he handed to me. Here you are, Maynard, he said. It's all yours. After that night, I sort of lost the hankering for the squaw man's gold. Well, sir, folks, if you've ever dreamed of finding gold at the end of the rainbow or looking for treasures marked on tattered old maps, you might go looking somewhere in the mountains 30 miles north of Tonopah, Nevada, and the squaw man's fortune is yours. It's still there. All you have to do is find it.
Gee, there's a real Western story for you. Gosh, what excitement. And you kids will find the same wonderful action-packed tales on the Ken Maynard Diamond K record album to play any time you want. Stories of cowboys and Indians, desperados and hidden gold, real Wild West tales that you'll want to hear over and over and play for all your friends. And what a thrill when you hear Ken's voice speaking right to you on the phonograph record and calling you by name. He'll say,
"Hello, Danny. Hello, Gloria."
And Ken will say it right on the record. Now remember, you can't buy these Ken Maynard records in any store. This is his own private Diamond K album of 78 RPM standard speed records that can only be ordered by writing to Ken at this station. Just send your name and address and enclose a little old $1 bill for your Ken Maynard record album of Wild West stories. Then mail it to Ken in care of this station.
And now it's time to close the door of the Diamond K Ranch tack room. This is Ken Maynard and Tarzan saying so long till next time, when I'll tell you the story of Red Ingle's miracle. In the meantime, be sure to get the $1 bills in the mail now. One for a K-shirt and one for a Diamond K record album for some real Western fun.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.